chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, hey, good morning, everyone. I love you all of the listeners of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Listen, this is a good time to text your friends, email your friends, your coworkers, let everybody know to tune in, because again, you never know who may be dropping in live with me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am super excited because this month is Black History Month. Not only that, it's Love Month. And not only that, it's my B-Day. It's my B-Day month. I'm super excited. My birthday is February the 12th. And I want to give a shout out to Kelly Latrice, my birthday twin. We've always celebrated our birthday when we were in school at the same time, you know, within a month when we were in school. Her birthday was this past weekend. I want to give her a shout out, Kelly Latrice. Happy belated birthday. I wish you happy birthday on your day. But I wanted to say this out loud all over the world so they'll know that I do have a twin February friend and that celebrates the same month within a week apart from me. So anyway, listen, it is a whopping, today is going to be 70 degrees in D.C. Go figure that. Right now at 11 a.m., it is 69 degrees. Can you believe that? But I got some news for y'all now in D.C. It's going to be 37 degrees tomorrow, 39 degrees on Friday, and 59 degrees on Saturday. And then it's going to go back up to 72 degrees on my birthday. Listen, you guys better take care. Bundle up. I know it's really nice. I don't want to see no bellies out. I don't want to see no shoulders out. Unless you're working out, you have got to make sure that you keep your body temperature right, because with all of this roller coaster weather going up and down, I don't want nobody to get sick, babies. I want y'all to be healthy and enjoy your time every day, all day. Don't miss no work. Don't miss no activities. Be healthy, okay? And so now that Detroit is cloudy today. Right now you're at a 32 degree. Tomorrow actually you're going to be 23 degrees, but sunny. That's only in Detroit. You got to love it. Richmond, Virginia, you are 65 degrees, but then tomorrow you're going to be down to 44 degrees. I'm only warning you because I don't want anybody to get sick. Jacksonville, Florida, you're always consistent. You are 71 degrees, mostly cloudy, and then tomorrow you're just going down to 68 degrees. Wow. We want that weather all year round, don't we? All right. Well, listen, I just wanted to say thank you all again for tuning in. I had such a great time last week. We had so much going on in the show. And for some of you that listen to the archive, or for some of you that actually tune into the show, we did a juggling act. But I'm so thankful. I also want to thank my girl, Michelle, if her and her manager are listening. I wanted to thank you guys so much because you came through. Even though you were running behind with traveling and everything, you still made it work. And I got nothing but love for you. Country Wayne, you are the bomb. Thank you so much because you filled in and you took the time while you were going from one place to another on the road, and you had a conversation with the listeners. I want you all to make sure that you don't miss them as they perform. He's got a date coming up on Tuesday, Valentine's Day, and you'll be hearing more about that. I want A-Train to fill you in on that, but the tickets are on sale right now. You don't want to miss it, so I want you to tune in. So when celebrity comedian A-Train joins us, he's going to give all the details about where him and Country Wayne will be performing Valentine's Day, February the 14th. You don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. I'm hoping that I can be there, but my son got to be in school. So I can't go. I wish it was on the 12th, on my birthday. That would have been the bomb. But anyhow, I wanted to talk about Black History Month while I have you all. waiting for my next guest, because we got photographer Delisa. She's going to be talking about photography and branding. She is a branding expert, and this is a business for her that has just grown so much, and she's just such a great person. I want you to get to know her and get some of her tips. And also, again, celebrity comedian, my main man, A-Train, straight out of Jacksonville. He's going to be joining us as well. Love them both. And we were supposed to have Demetrius Shipp Jr. join us today, but unfortunately, after waiting and waiting for a response, a contact number for him, we failed to make this a go. It was approved by his people. His people, you know, were very disappointed that he wasn't able to make it. They approved it all. That's why I was able to promote it and everything. And look, some things just happen. I've only had this happen to me twice, where I have promoted a guest, and they weren't able to show up for whatever reasons. They chose not to come on or not to participate. I've only had that happen twice. And the first time I had it happen, Life Jennings' manager came through with flying colors, and he made up for the time. And it was such a great interview, because I didn't even realize that his manager was a well-known artist and producer. So it was fantastic that he was able to come on, and he filled in the blank. But right now I have to give the explanation about what happened with Demetrius Shipp Jr. And I know he's going to be do well with the movie All Eyes on Me. He looks exactly like Tupac, so I know that he's going to do well, and everybody that loves Tupac and have been a fan will not be disappointed. The movie trailer that I saw, I think he did a wonderful job, and he's also got new opportunities coming up just based on that. Another movie is coming out for him, so I wish him nothing but the best. And again, when you miss a circle, sometimes you got to come back right on around. So I don't worry nothing about none of that. I just let it happen. And his team, they're doing everything they can to get him out there so people can know him and know his name. And this is all new for him. And just like with new artists, you know, sometimes they got to learn their way. So I'm praying for the brother. I wish him all the best, and all of his team, his manager and his PRs and everything. You guys are great, because you follow through with everything that you said you were going to do, and I just wish you all the best and all success. And with these new contracts, I know God is going to lead you every step of the way. All right, so with that being said, I want to talk about Black History Month. Oh, wait, I just got this in. I'm going to be this weekend at the Tropicana Hotel in Atlantic City, a Valentine's show. It's old school. Listen, we got the Stylistics. We got the Dramatics. It's Saturday, February the 11th, the day before my birthday, at 8 p.m., hosted by Patty Jackson from WDAS-FM and me, Dr. Gina. So I'm very excited about that. I mean, listen, I can relate to everybody, and I love the Stylistics and the Dramatics. I like those, and you know what the sad thing about it? I don't even know how to hand dance. Ain't that sad? I tried to learn from Fast Freddy from Detroit. I still couldn't get it. God help me. Listen, I'm single, but when my husband comes, he's going to teach me how to hand dance. So I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited about learning that, and I'm very excited about joining with the Stylistics, the Dramatics, Harold Melvin's Blue Notes, and so many others. So I'm very excited about hanging out with them and all of that, and getting my groove on and all of that. And so it's going to be so much fun. And I don't think I've ever been to Atlantic City. So I'm kind of excited about that, going places that I have never been before. Anyway, I'm sure it's going to be fun. And I'm going to have all of the people that are there to shout me out a happy birthday. So I get a perk behind it. Work and no play is no fun. Anyway, this is Black History Month, and I want to talk to you about someone that is very special. She is the first Black African-American female astronaut, May Carol Jemison. May Carol Jemison, born October 17, 1956, as an American engineer, physician, and NASA astronaut. She became the first African-American woman to travel in space when she went into orbit aboard the space shuttle Endeavor on September the 12th, 1992. And there has been many, a few more after her. So this is really, really interesting, especially with that movie coming out, that has come out. This is very, very exciting that we get to know who of our black history during this month. How many people have actually achieved so many goals that we don't talk about or hear in school? So this is just really fascinating, and I'm so excited about that. Congratulations. We do have African Americans that have gone into outer space, and females at that. Woo-woo, I'm super excited about that. Maybe one day I'll do that. Maybe one day you'll do that. Anyway, the skies is the limit. Doors are always opening. As long as you serve God and you're in His will, you never know what you might do. Your divine purpose is always revealed to you in parts. Just keep walking, walk by faith, and allow God to lead you every step of the way. You too could be the very first to do something. All right? Now, shifting gears, I want to talk about love. It is February Love Month, but I love all year round, every day, 365 days of a year, 12 months of the year, and all in between that. I love love. I believe in love. I'm a single woman, been divorced now for 10 years, but I believe in love, and I love love. Listen, I want to talk to people that want love, that are in love. It's all year round, you guys, not just a date. Not just a certain month, but it's all year round. But I want to talk to some single people right now. If you're single, don't get depressed during this time. Don't be sad. This is a good time just to know that every day is a blessed day, and God loves you no matter what. I love that song, You're Never Alone by CeCe Winans. That's one of my favorite songs, because the one that loves you the most, the one that knows you the best, He loves you unconditionally. And whatever you need, He has it. Whatever you need, even if you're married, you'll be surprised. They celebrate, some married people, some couples that have been dating for a long time, even if you're engaged. You know, everybody has some issue somewhere. And in some relationships, you might be on the outside looking in as a single, but they might only get that love only on Valentine's Day. They might be going through some kind of situation where they don't communicate as much, or they work too much, or the children are always a priority, and their marriage is not a priority, or their relationship is not a priority. Don't always look on the grass and think that it's always greener. Recognize where you at. Remain steadfast in that position. Wish everybody the best, and pray for every relationship, and know that God will send you what you need. Everything you need is in Him. And I want to talk to married women that feel lonely in a marriage, or married men that feel lonely in a marriage or a relationship. Remember that God is always your source. He provides everything that you need. It doesn't matter what somebody's not doing or what they are doing. Your focus should always be on God. Pray about everything without ceasing. Remember that God will supply all that you need. So if that partner that you're with or don't have right now, God is working on them as well as He's working on you. I just want you to know that. Don't allow the enemy to tempt you to be depressed, lonely, abandoned, rejected. Don't feel bitter or resentment. You know, keep the peace. Operate in love and forgive everybody, because your life in this season will never be the same again. You have new opportunities approaching you right now. So don't let one day get you discouraged. So what if you argued with your girlfriend or your boyfriend yesterday and you might not have a date on the 14th? So what if you don't get a gift that you thought you should have had? So what if you don't have a boyfriend or you're not married right now? So what? Celebrate each and every day. So you know what I'm doing? Okay, so I'll be 48 years old, not married, don't have a boyfriend, not engaged, but guess what? I'm healthy. I'm excited about what God is doing for His people through me. I'm so glad that He chose me. So I rejoice in that. And I celebrate with my Father on Valentine's Day, because you know what? every day is a day of love. He loved us so much, he gave up his only begotten son. And guess what else? He loved us first. He chose to love us first before we even knew anything about him. We were born from him, and we will continue to remain in him as long as we allow him to be our father. All right. Well, now we're getting ready to go to commercial break. I want to say I love you as we go. I'll see you when you get back. Well, I'll hear you when you get back. No, you'll hear me until I return after this commercial break. We'll have Delisa Carroll joining us.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Riding and everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, Delisa, see, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad that you can join in a little earlier. I had explained that Demetrius' ship wasn't able to join us today. There's been a change in his itinerary, so he couldn't be with us today, but that's all right. When All Eyes on Me comes out, I want everybody to go get a ticket and go see it and support. Now, to you, Delisa C., tell us a little bit of something about what's going on with you.
Yeah, so I'm a brand photographer as well as a brand specialist, and basically what I do is I'm able to capture all my clients' personality, because what a brand actually is basically the personality of your company or product. So I get to do that through photography, through coaching, as well as amazing program that I'm putting together that I'm going to actually launch in September called Brandmark. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, so when somebody is starting a business from scratch, what would you recommend that they do? They got an idea. How do they go about it?
So the very first thing I always recommend is really fleshing out the details of their brand. Like, what story do you want to tell to your audience that will connect them, that would get them excited to work with you or excited to use your product? So the very first thing I always say, work on the content of your business. And all that consists of is three things, who you are, what you do, as well as how you're going to add value to your customers.
Okay. All right. Well, so now you said you started off, you did photography first. How did you get into photography?
I actually got into photography because my background is actually in graphic design, and I'm still a graphic designer. And what I wanted to do was really make people feel great about themselves. And one way I can do that is through photography, because a lot of people don't understand that for me, I'm putting together a look, which includes hair, makeup, wardrobe, and everything. So it started with the premise of, like, I want to make people feel good about themselves. How do I make somebody feel good about themselves? By creating an experience versus just taking like a quick headshot and then kind of being done with the photo shoot. I really wanted to create an experience for my clients. And so that's how I kind of got into photography.
Well, what do you mean experience for those that are not familiar?
Yeah. So the experience is just, so normally when people think of photography, they're more like, okay, you come in, you get your pictures done, and then you're in a couple of weeks, you look at your pictures and that's it. But But for me, it's about like, okay, let's ask the hard-hitting questions. Like, what are you using these photos for? How do you want to represent yourself and show out? And then during the day of the shoot, it's a full-on production. So it's like a wardrobe. It is makeup. It's a look, having like a look and feel to your photo shoot. It's also hair. So pretty much it's more of experience than a quick little like, hey, let's do a quick headshot and just leave. It's more like, okay, you're going to come in, you're going to get all these things done, and then you're going to have a great time. And then you're going to want to go out later on that night.
Right. Well, listen, I know that's right. Well, let me ask you this. So once, when you, is it that people are more now getting into the experience of photography right now? I mean, what is it, the internet that's having this whole photo sessions and, you know, videos and all this stuff done? What is that all about? What is this new movement that's coming out now?
So I think what's happening is because we have social media and we're constantly bombarded by imagery and regardless of what you do in terms of like your Facebook post or your Instagram post, you always, always, always want to have images that represent your brand. So what I've noticed because of the increase and almost like a requirement when you're posting anything online, you have to have great images or people are, A, not going to pay attention to whatever you post, or B, they might even not even like comment or look. They just kind of scroll past. So now we're kind of getting into an environment where you want to have beautiful, stylized photographs to post up, as well as something that speaks to your brand and so that it's consistent. Because especially when you're posting on Instagram, people are quickly scrolling through their timeline. And if they happen to stumble on your picture and they click on your page, if you don't have pictures that are really holding the attention of your viewers, they're not going to follow you. They're not going to be interested in what you have to say. So now we're coming into this society and environment where, like, you want to have, especially if you're a business owner, you want to have amazing images and kind of somewhat go away from just having, like, text. Because, unfortunately, what I always tell people, if you can't hook them with a photo, and people are not even going to read what you have to say, and they're not even going to want to click on your website or link or wherever you want them to draw their attention to. They're not going to do it if the imagery, which is the first thing that anybody sees, is not aesthetically pleasing.
Well, see, this is the thing. You have people that are old school that are like, what is this branding thing? Everybody want to brand themselves. And so I'm going to play both roles for a second. What is the branding thing all about? What is everybody, does everybody have something to say? Does everybody have, you know, something to sell or pitch? Or, I mean, what is this all about? How do you explain to somebody that's not so much into this new wave that's happening, but they're kind of irritated by the word brand? Everybody's saying branding. How do you explain? I'm serious. I didn't hear people say it. That's why I'm saying it. I've heard people say that. So how do you address that person that says everything is branding and all of that? What do you tell them?
So your brand is basically how you want to represent yourself. So it is so important, because back in the day, before we had social media, not even back in the day, like 10 years ago, when social media wasn't even as hot as it is right now, your brand, it was basically, at minimum, was either your resume and or the way you show up and dress up for an interview, the way you show up and dress up for work each and every day. And so right now, it's like, because we have this technology, because we have the social media aspect and now even website going into that, it's so important for you to really pay attention of how people are perceiving you, because the brand is not what you won't think people or want people to perceive you as. It is what people are looking at you as. So, you know, your brand can basically dictate what type of clients are going to come to you, what type of people are going to hire you. So if you don't have great imagery, if you don't have a great brand story, if you don't have all these different types of elements or content that relates to who you are and what's the core of you, people are not going to really be interested in even to the smallest thing as offering you a job. And in fact, I've seen if people are not the entrepreneur and they're more like a 9-to-5-er, people are looking at the simplest thing, like your image, so your photograph that you have of yourself on your profile. And if that doesn't look interesting, some people won't hire you based on that. I mean, I know that sounds horrible, but it is the truth. If you don't look professional, if you're not presenting things that are professional, if people can't get a good sense of who you are or how you think, it's almost kind of damaging into not even, quote unquote, the brand, which I even roll my eyes over sometimes, but just damaging to your success. So
basically you're saying branding is not so much a, it doesn't necessarily have to be that you're in a business, although that is what it originated from, is that you had a brand that you wanted to pitch and sell and market and promote, right?
Right.
Now with the internet, you're suggesting that branding has evolved into just the meaning of, you know, if you want to have consistency with your followers or those that may drop in to check on you or check you out, you want to have some consistency there. And you're saying that photography sometimes can, give you a great profile picture, or it could be a great storyline that you want to share with the public. Is that what you're saying, that branding has kind of gotten out to now? Because I think that's the confusing part for a lot of the old school people, and no offense, because I'm old too, okay, I'm 48, so I mean, no offense to nobody, I'm just saying, because I just wanted to be clear, because I think it's such a disconnect nowadays with the understanding of how this whole internet world is operating. I think a lot of people they go on to Facebook and they look at Facebook and they're looking for family photos and, you know, quotes and, you know, topics, political conversations. This is what basically a lot of the older groups are doing. They're, you know, it's more conversational. They're not thinking about branding. So, but with the new millennials in this time, people are getting more into, okay, well, I want my timeline to represent me. I want my social media to represent me. And what you're saying is that with the photography and branding, I guess this is where your classes and stuff, you have webinars. Mm-hmm. Can you tell people about that?
Yeah, so I actually have, I do monthly webinars, and they're on different topics. The main topics are always related to branding. Next month, I'm actually going to host a webinar on brand auditing, which basically, like, what, and it kind of ties into what you were saying just a second ago. It is more than a conversational piece. So I always say, like, if you post one image, like, for instance, Beyonce, she just posted a picture on the first day of Black History Month, which I feel like there is some type of relation or connect to that. But she posted this image of her, right? And what that has to say about her brand is, you know, she's talking about how she's a mother. She had flowers around her, which is showing growth and just basically buying into the brand that she's a strong woman, that she's going to have two beautiful children, and that goes into her brand. And so for me, in terms of what I'm going to talk about and things that I'm going to consistently talk about, the brand is that how, even like Beyonce, she is consistent. If you look through her career, because I love Beyonce, so I can talk for days about Beyonce.
Because I'm sitting up here like, oh my gosh, she has dissected this photo and saying that the flowers represent growth, and that she said that she's a Black African-American woman who's showing strength, and she posted it on the first month of the first day of Black History Month. I mean, that is so, now see, to me, that is so detailed, artsy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That is like a creative mind, because I looked at that picture. I didn't get any of that. All I said was, okay, she's pregnant. That's nice. but this idea, please continue. I'm sorry. I just had to interject with that. For those that that might have thought like me, you're not alone. Okay.
No. Because I mean, I'm going to be honest, I had like different reactions, because I was like, why does that person have a funeral? Why does she have a funeral wreath behind her? But that was a whole nother story. But what I've noticed about Beyonce ever since she started with singing, and if you listen to her music, it's always about empowering women. It's always about, you know, it's like she has a single lady. She has I'm a Diva. Like, she has a lot of things that kind of like say, like, hello world, like I'm here, I'm going to take over, I know what I'm about, I know what I'm worth, I know my worth, and so I'm going to push the limits into, I'm going to push the limits that were given to me. So basically, like, for instance, she's very strategic. If you notice that when you look on her social media page, she probably knows a lot of celebrities, but she doesn't show all the celebrities that she knows. And so the fact that she even posts that image on Black History Month, she's making a huge statement that people are just going crazy, like, oh, she's pregnant. But she made a statement because everything that she does, it's going back to her brand. So she's posting, you know, a picture of her pregnant on the first day of Black History Month. What does that tell us? That tells us that she's making history. She's changing her history, her life, her story, right? And then
bam.
Also, you kind of filter back on her. See, I study this, so I like look at everything. When you filter back, if she has pictures with her, with Hillary and Barack Obama, both of them have a consistency to her brand, which is basically breaking the barrier, moving forward, moving
wow.
past. Because in this generation, Beyonce is our Michael Jackson, you know? so for her, wow. her brand is all about pushing barriers. It's always about moving forward, being progressive. And so who does she choose and pick and choose to have on her Instagram? She has Barack Obama, Hillary. She has Chance the Rapper. And what makes even him so special is the fact that he's making millions of dollars and he's able to influence people to follow him and follow his lead. And he did this without a record label. So that's saying something. And the fact that Beyonce is posting an image of him and her in the same room together, that feeds into her brand, but it talks about a bigger
story. Who is that?
Story.
Who is that you say?
So Chance the Rapper he's a new guy, so I haven't really researched a lot of information about him.
Oh,
but
I've never even heard of him. What song does he sing? I'm
horrible. I'm horrible at the song that he sings. But
so is he like an underground, what do you call that? Ooh, I can't even think. alternative something? I don't know.
Yeah, he's a rapper. He's underground rapper, and he basically what made him so unique and so powerful is the fact that, you know, if anybody that follows the music industry, they have not been that great to artists. I mean, it's great for business for the music industry, but not that great for the actual artist. And the fact that this young guy using technology, using YouTube, using Facebook, using Instagram, all these different social media platforms, was able to be on a platform and be nominated with Beyonce and other great musical people. And he was able to do that on his own, just using social media, just putting his image out there, just marketing it the right way and branding it the right way. He was able to influence people to, A, buy his music, and B, to follow his path, because now it's kind of like, you know, and I'm looking at it as Beyonce. It's like, I want to know what he's doing, you know, so I can have my own. And that has to be under a record level. And how can I do that, you know? So he's really changing the way. But what I've noticed is that Beyonce always shows people who are changing the way and the way how the industry is moving and how the world is moving. So I just find that to be so interesting, how just her brand is translated out to other people, and how even this young rapper that came out of basically nowhere, how he's changing the industry through his brand. So.
Well, I want to pick up, I want to keep talking about this Beyonce situation, but I want to curve it a little bit because I'm waiting on A-Train to come in on the conversation because he wants to talk about Beyonce. So listen, because we're going to hold that thought because it's so much, I mean, because you just said a mouthful. Like I have never, ever, ever, ever looked at anything like that. And that is, I need to take your webinar really, because I had no idea the breakdown of that. And I don't know. I mean, I'm going to ask you, I try to be consistent with what I put out there. And I don't, you know, I'm very transparent. Do you think I'm doing okay with that? Or do I need to tweak it a little more or what? Cause I try to stay where it's fitness. It's, you know, it's the writing, you know, I try to mind, body and soul.
Yeah. So what I've noticed, like, even with your brand, because I follow you, Doopy, but what I've noticed about your brand, your story is not just fitness. It's more than that. To me, it has been more on the basis of, you know, I'm a person, I have been through more than most, and I came out of it, and look at me now. I'm able to heal people. I'm able to heal people through fitness. I'm able to heal people through my radio show. So you're using your life, your pain, as a way to help heal people, as a way to really get people to move forward and push themselves in their physical as well as their spiritual. So within that, physical is the fitness part, right? So every day I see that you're posting about fitness and loving yourself and how, and even when I was reading through your book, it's just like basically you're learning how to love yourself even more. And the more you got closer to God, is the more you start loving yourself even more. You know, you start valuing yourself, start seeing yourself in a new light. And, you know, even God has been able to bless you with the vision to help others do that. And you do that, you heal others by your platform, by having a radio show, by having your fitness, and you're encouraging people. You're so motivational. And I feel like your brand has to deal with the physical and the spiritual healing of a person and the journey that a person has to go through. And so through that, there's vulnerability, right? So,
yeah.
You know, you to share your story, you're putting yourself in a very vulnerable situation, right? Because most people are like, I don't want to share, you know, the not so great side of myself, you know, but for you, you're sharing, you know, some of the ugly sides of your life, some of the ugly sides of just the world in general, you know? And then, so through your brand, you're showing that vulnerability. Same thing with fitness. You know, if somebody like myself is not the most physical fit, you know, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable situation to trust yourself with someone that's going to help you guide through your fitness journey. You know, you're putting yourself being vulnerable to say like, hey, I'm not in the best shape. I'm not the best health, and I have to make this change. So I'm a little scared and nervous, but I have to do this. I have to get through that vulnerability to move forward. And then it's that after you're done with being vulnerable, it's kind of you start regaining your strength, you know, that you always have.
Wow.
Everyone is born with strength. Everyone is born with a purpose. But now after you get past your fear, get past the vulnerability, now you're building on your strength. And I feel like to me, that's what your message is all about, like healing and pushing through. And it's okay to be vulnerable because when you make yourself vulnerable, you're going to build on your strength, your spiritual
wow.
and physical strength.
Oh, my yeah. God. You almost made me cry. Well, you know, I give God all the glory. And I mean, just for you to even break that down, this is why, you know, learning from a branding expert or hiring a branding expert will help you get on track. Now, I wanted to go back to, and God bless you for that. And I pray that everyone is listening, that that's what you're getting out of it. And just God bless you. We got A-Train on joining us because we wanted to pick up about Beyonce. Now, you have blown, because he listens, you have blown us away with this Beyonce thing. A-Train, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fam?
Delisa A-Train, he's a comedian from Jacksonville, Florida, celebrity comedian A-Train, and this is celebrity photographer to the stars, Delisa Carroll, and branding expert, and we've been talking about
nice.
Beyonce. What do you want to tune in, what do you want to chime in about with the Beyonce conversation?
Well, first of all, I want to say, I mean, I totally agree with everything that she has had to say. You know, in the segment, and it's so needed, and people don't understand that you have to be purposeful, you know, and intentional behind everything you do. And with this Beyonce, brain that we're talking about that shows up in her marketing and her tactics, even that lemonade video that she put out has been picked up by colleges as a mandatory course.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, and it's groundbreaking because she's not, I mean, it just didn't start with her picture that she posted, you know, the pregnancy and the timing that she did it and all that. Beyonce, this is, and just like, you know, Carol has been saying, this has been her stance since day one. She is very intentional, you know, with her marketing and everything. She's been a genius at this. And I just wanted to throw in there, it's like even so much that, you know, her video has been picked up by, you know, colleges and mainly out there in Texas where that lemonade video was a course that they have to take because there's so many messages in it. There's so many metaphors in it. And I remember in my sociology class, you know, there were mandatory you know, movies that we had to watch and break down and, you know, get the meaning behind this and the meaning behind that. And I'm telling you, it's just, it is so much in that video. It is so powerful. And
yeah,
it's just so thought-provoking. She has so many messages. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And Beyonce, she's our, you know, she's our, you know, Tina Turner, what Tina Turner was to, you know, previous mm-hmm. generations, and Diana Ross was the previous generation. Beyonce is that person in this particular era.
Well, let me, okay, obviously you're a big Lemonade Beehive fan. you want them
well,
to
no,
H-Train.
It's not that. It's not that. It's not that I'm a Beehive fan or a Beyonce fan. I'm a fan of people who master anything. It's like, I'm a fan of like purpose and, you know,
right.
Like you were talking about Brandon, and you know, you've heard me say about how real, you know, I'm a real stickler for, you know, our brand and different things. There are shows that I would turn down. There are things I don't post. There are things I don't take pictures with. I mean, because I'm also conscious about my brand. So that's what I'm a fan of. Not so much the Beehive, because, you know, I do rock with it too, but my attachment is, I love
just
it
the purpose. Yeah, you like
yeah.
the whole purpose, the driven
yeah.
and the,
yeah.
and the
yeah.
really the professionalism of it all, the expertise.
Absolutely.
Let me
Absolutely.
Ask you back to you, Delisa, because you said, I think I heard you say that you actually took the class.
No, I didn't. No.
Oh.
I didn't. No.
I thought you were studying the Lemonade.
No.
She was saying that she's aware that it was a course.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
so with her breaking, with you breaking that down, okay, so someone who may not be able to get expensive videos, or they might not be able to get the expensive photographer, how would you suggest that they get started just with the simplicity of what they have? Because I didn't have photos either at first. And, you know, when I first started, it was just, I put who I am out there. And it's so funny because, and even with you, A-Train, when you were saying about taking specific pictures with certain people and things like that, it's so funny because I make joke of this, but it's so funny that, you know, what God has me doing, I'm just going to say, because I think mine is more ministry, of course, than both of you. You know what I'm saying? So, but because it's ministry, it's almost like I have to be careful too. You know what I mean? With certain, you know, pictures and things like that, and certain shows, like I can't introduce everybody. It's just weird. But just to say that, because you have a responsibility also, wouldn't you say that even branding yourself, once you are out there, you put yourself out there, you have a certain accountability and responsibility to your audience? Because now, you know, social media has turned into where you're not just friends and family anymore. You have people that are actually, you know, becoming secret fans of yours, especially if you're not in the entertainment business. If you're not in the entertainment business, you know, friends to friend, you know, building a fan base or friend base, aren't you now building this fan base of people that's interested in everything that you're doing, things that you're accomplishing?
Yes. Yeah, so one thing I wanted to mention, you said something, you know, how do I get started, right?
I
always tell people, just do it, because everyone has a camera on their phone, and now that Facebook lets you do Facebook Live, it's really about building connection with a person in your audience. So if all you have is a phone, get on Facebook, do like a Facebook Live, and talk to people, and show up. Even when one person in that one, even if that one person is your mama, show up and just talk about what you want to talk about and start promoting yourself and shamelessly promoting yourself, but just show up and don't be limited on the resources that you have, because at the end of the day, everyone has a cell phone. And if you're really tight on cash and you don't have a cell phone, ask your mom if you can use her cell phone or a friend's cell phone. Just don't get too caught up in the beginning about making everything perfect. I think it's just doing the work and building the connection with people when you're getting started, and then everything will fall into place.
And it's so true, Delisa, because, you know, like when I was saying, when I first started, I really didn't have much of direction, but you do need to, you have to study. And if you are interested in having a timeline that's appealable to, you know, new friends or potential employers and things like that, like you were even saying, from the basic everyday life into someone who actually has a business, to someone who is, you know, marketing an idea or a passion of theirs. I love how you said that. You know, I had to literally listen to someone else that was able to teach me about consistency. I believe that consistency, you can't like post something and then be gone for like 2 weeks. You got to be consistent, right, people. I mean, to post something at least once a day, would you say that, Delisa?
I would say at least once a day minimum, but kind of to talk more about the consistency, it's not just posting and being consistent that way. It's also being consistent in your messaging and what you're putting out there and your photographs. So
specifically.
I
said specifically.
Yeah. So like, for instance, like something small that I see a lot of influencers do on Instagram, like when they post, some of them don't post regularly, like every single day, but if you look at their overall Instagram page, it is like the most amazing thing that you have looked at, because everything's consistent on the color, everything is consistent on the lighting, everything's consistent on what they're talking about. So you're not going to see somebody whose subject is, I don't know, let's say photography, talk about their dog, because that's so random. It's not consistent to their brand. But what they're probably going to do is, you're definitely going to see them talk about photography. You're definitely going to see them talk about the type of photography. Like, that's what I would do in terms of, for me, and even for you, if you're fitness, I'm expecting. I'm actually, like, now, like, if I don't see you post, I'm like, hey, what's going on? Are you not feeling well? Like, I'm expecting to see something with you in regards to your radio show. I'm expecting to see something in regards to fitness, because I'm familiar with your brand. That's what I've been seeing. So it's being consistent on the imagery, it's being consistent on the message, it's being consistent on the posting, it's being consistent all around with everything.
Yes, and you know what? And that just irritates me so. And before we take a commercial break, would you mind staying with us, Delisa? I want A-Train to tell us all what's going on with him, and so we can know what's happening and what's popping over the weekend. He got some good stuff for Valentine's Day, right, A-Train?
Absolutely.
And you wanted to share a couple of things. You wanted to share a couple of things with us from last week. We ran over time. I don't want to miss the opportunity to hear all of that this time. So listen, all listeners of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, you don't want to miss this. Stay tuned after these messages. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Oh, hello, good people. This is Michelle. I'm here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Speaking of which, let's pick up. Hey, Train. Tell us what's going on, man.
I'm out here grinding, Dr. Gina. This has been a big week, man. I just left Florida AMU last night. We did a comedy show down there at the AMU campus. So shout out to all of our young, gifted, and black educated students. You know,
woo!
Tallahassee, yeah. I'm trying to figure out. You know, we got Valentine's Day coming up, right, Dr. Jean?
Uh-huh.
Valentine's Day is coming up on the 14th of next week. So you know, everybody's really been focused on couples and things of that nature. But I like to, you know, show love to the underdogs as well.
for example.
Yeah,
the side chick.
Like me.
You know what I'm saying? The side chick, you know.
The sidekick. Oh, that ain't me.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is after Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? So
that's why
I've been researching and Googling things to see, you know, what these side chicks, you know, can be given on their date, you know. And I saw some deals out there. I saw a special at Goodwill. You get a bra and panty from Goodwill. They'll be running a special for side chick Valentine's Day. So, you know, if you're looking for a gift,
Lord help them, Jesus.
They're looking out for you. And I also saw that you could get half of a bottle of white diamonds, just a half a bottle, you know, she can't get the whole thing. And I also saw where you can know WCW, you know, which is Woman Crush Wednesday, because that'll be following right after Valentine's Day. So they're going to allow Instagram is going to allow a shout out to side chicks on that day. So that's the only Wednesday where side chicks can actually get a shout out on Instagram.
Bless them, Lord.
I mean,
bless
the world is opening up to them. Applebee's, they even had a special out there. from what I saw, you can go to Applebee's and get that 2 for $20 meal, but the checks have to be separate. It has to be separate on the 2 for $20. So side chicks, it's a good time for you all. Real good time for you all. So,
the day after, on the 15th.
The day after. Don't call and mess up a happy home on the day of Valentine's Day. God won't be pleased. So, you know.
Help him, Lord. Help him.
That is so awful, but it's real.
it's real. It's real out there. Listen, what's going on with you this weekend? I know the 14th you got something popping, but let's talk about what's coming up, because something popping is going on the 11th. What's that?
On the 10th of February,
that's right.
Yeah, that's the Willie Moore Jr. Book signing tour and date night tour that he has going on. So I'll be on the show rocking and slinging these jokes on the 10th of February right here in Jacksonville, Florida.
On the radio, yes. Man. I heard it on the radio, syndication.
Oh, you heard it on the radio? They blasted it on the radio? That's what's up. So I'm really excited about that, man. Everybody knows Willie Moore Jr. and the positivity that he cranks out. And since we've been talking about branding, man, you know, this is a real brand matchup, you know, for myself as well as him, for us to be on the same platform. And then also connection to us talking about branding, you know, on the 14th of February at the University of Florida, Country Wayne and myself will be on be doing some comedy down there at University of Florida, so I'm excited about that. And that's another positive, brother, you know, the Push Clean comedy. You know, I'm a clean comedian from top to bottom, so that's going to be real tight, man. So I'm excited about that. Country Wayne, Comedian A-Train, February 14th, University of Florida. Willie Moore Jr. and A-Train, February 10th, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're going to make it do what it do.
It gonna do what it do, man. I wish I was at either one of them joints, because I know it's gonna be fun. And I was like, okay, so are you gonna do comedy before Willie Moore? Or because I also was like, well, gosh, it would be so great if you and Tracy could be a part of the panel or whatever too, because y'all got such a loving partner, you know, ship marriage and everything. I was like, gosh, that would be great.
Yeah.
If you can expand,
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, you never know what's down the road. But right now, you know, I'm just doing my part with the joke. So I'll be opening the show up, you know, and
fantastic.
So listen,
if you listen to the Willie Moore Jr. show, he is blasting the commercials. Please tune in to Willie Moore Jr. so you can check out all of the listings. It's coming to a city near you. He's bringing all kind of celebrities, including
my
main man, Hey, Comedian A-Train. And don't forget, you gotta go check him out on his social media, because he's got pictures with all the celebrities. He just recently posted a picture of him and Country Wayne, which I was so glad you must have went. Did you meet with him or something this week?
Well, no, we performed together before. We did a show together about a year ago, so we're connected.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. I'm out here, Dr. Gina. I've been out here.
I know, man. Listen, I just joined the train last year, man. You've been riding for a long time. I just got on in my compartment just January last year. So I'm going to keep on riding on the A-Train Express.
But no, I'm teasing. But yeah, me and Country Wayne, man, we had a chance to work together before in the past. So, you know, we both looking forward to it this time again. On the 14th at University of Florida. So all you folks down there in Gainesville, Stark, and Lottie, all that, you know the surrounding areas around Gainesville, make sure y'all come on through, man, and get these laughs on. Come around.
Dang, I want to come so bad. I really want to come to that. I know it's going to be so funny. But listen, tell everybody how they can follow you and keep up with you.
Absolutely. They can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. They can hit me up on Facebook on A-Train Live. And I'm also on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. All one word, Do It Again and See What Happens. And the same thing on Facebook, too. So I have two Facebook pages, Do It Again and See What Happens. And then I have an A-Train Live page, which mainly highlight, you know, the things that I'm doing here in the city at the Ritz Theater, which is a major show coming up on the 24th of February.
Ambrose
Jones from Last Comic Standing. This is the first comedy series that the city of Jacksonville has actually picked up and endorsed and have it housed at the famous black theater known as the Ritz Theater. So we're doing big things out here, man. Yep. Go get some tickets now, 904-807-2010. To avoid those fees, you can call them at the box office, 904-807-2010, and get those tickets.
All right. Well, Delisa, listen, I don't want you to go without people knowing how to get in touch with you. Tell them how they can catch them webinars, how they can follow you, how they can book you for a photo shoot. Tell them the do's and the don'ts.
Yes. So you can actually follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and everything is the same. So it's Delisa Carroll on Instagram, Delisa Carroll on Twitter. It's also Delisa Carroll on YouTube, and it's DelisaCarroll.com. For my website. So if you guys want to book a shoot or even if you want me to provide you with coaching for your brand, you can find all that information on my website.
I'm telling you, and a lot of y'all know y'all need to call her because I done seen some of y'all got businesses and I don't hear nothing. I don't see nothing but about your business on your timeline. I see more, you know, conversation and opinions than anything about promoting your business. And then when you promote your business, everybody done tuned you out because they don't know when you're promoting your business.
Delisa, how do you spell that name on Twitter? How do you spell that name on Twitter?
On Twitter, it's DelisaCarroll.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, I want everybody, thank you so much, you guys, for joining in. I love you both, comedian A-Train and my girl photographer, branding expert, Delisa Carroll. I love you both. Listen, I want you guys to take heed to everything. This platform is all about helping you elevate, increase, and challenge yourself and just go for what you know. God has a plan for you, but you got to step out on faith. It's right now faith. It's not tomorrow faith. It's not next month faith. It's not I'm thinking about it, I don't know yet, and doubtful faith. It's now faith. Make a declaration to yourself. Challenge yourself that you will not allow doubt or disappointment or discouragement or any of those things, hopelessness, take away your mustard seed of faith. That's all you need. Make it work for you. That faith, God will open doors for you that no man can shut. You hear it every Wednesday here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So I want to encourage you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. And I love you. Don't forget, you can follow me on all social media. I'm on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. I got two new pages, My Health and Soul on Facebook and also Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook. I know my Facebook page, Dr. Gina R. Prince, is filled up, but you can go and get all of the good stuff on Instagram and on Dr. Gina's radio chat and Health and Soul Facebook pages. I'm on Twitter. I'm building that up, but it's coming along. You gotta so Lisa, you got to help me with that Twitter. I don't like the tweet. I don't even know how to tweet, really. I do too much. Anyway, so I need to learn how to tweet. But anyway, I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Snapchat. But anyway, I love you guys. Stay and tune in next week, because you never know who will be joining me live here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Loving you. Until next time.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.